winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello everyone, welcome to our top 5 episode, and today I'm going to be counting down the top 5 favorite episodes of Seinfeld. These are the best of the best of the best of the best. These are my favorite. Some of these may go down in TV history. These are awesome episodes. I love them. So let's get started. I have a few runners up. Runner up one, the yada yada. George dates a woman who uses the expression yada yada. But, putting that story aside, let's go to another story in this episode. Sherry's dentist converts to being Jewish, but he only converts because he wants to tell Jewish jokes. And who plays the dentist? Dr. Tim Watley, the one, the only, Bryan Cranston. That's right. And he is hysterical at this point. He was also in another episode called The Label Maker, where Sherry gives a gift of a label maker to Bryan Cranston, and then he re-gifts, and then he de-gifts, and then he's dating Elaine, and then they're not dating, and then they're dating. Good episode, but not as good as the yada yada. Okay. Now, here's my top 5. Number 5, the soup Nazi. Jerry, George, and Elaine all find out about this incredible soup chef who makes soups. They go to like the little soup kitchen. In line, they have to follow the rules. Have to wait in line, give him your order, pay for the order, get the soup. If you do one thing wrong, you get it, no soup for you. The soup Nazi. That's my number 5. Number 4, the barber. Jerry has to get a haircut, but his mama gave him a bad haircut, so he has to go to the mama's nephew to get another haircut, but he doesn't want to hurt the mama's feelings. Chaos is used. But my favorite story in this episode has to do with George. George goes for a job interview. It's going well, everything's fine, but the job interview gets cut out short. And George leaves the office not knowing if he has a job or not. And the guy, the interviewer, goes away. So what does George do? He decides to go in the office anyway, act like he has a job, and what does he do there? Nothing. Plus, he doesn't know what he's doing anyway. So, in this a funny episode, because he spends like all his time at this job, and he doesn't do anything. He brings a briefcase with crackers and in this a funny episode. Number 4, the barber. Number 3, the outing. Jerry and George and Elaine are having lunch at a coffee shop, and the woman is eavesdropping on them, who's sitting behind Jerry. So Elaine decides to make a little game out of it and starts acting like Jerry and George are gay in a relationship. But So that goes on. Jimmy realizes he's leaving, needs to leave, and calls the interviewer, but the interviewer didn't pick up, so he goes back to the apartment. He finally gets in touch with the interviewer, who comes to interview him in his apartment. She comes in, shows us there too. Jimmy and the interviewer start interviewing. She looks familiar. And then Jimmy realizes, oh my gosh, this interviewer is a woman that we were having fun with at the coffee shop. She thinks they're actually gay. She wants to write about it. They beg her not to. She goes off anyway. This is great. The episode, oh my, this is one of my favorites. This is number three for a reason. Awesome episode. Number two, the race. Jimmy's dating a woman. The woman is working for an old rival of Jimmy's from high school, who competed in a race in high school, who for 20 years thinks Jimmy has cheated in this race. Jimmy keeps denying. The guy keeps saying, do you want to race again? Jimmy says, no. Secretly, Jimmy did cheat, but nobody knows it except for George. And George keeps playing like he didn't cheat. So what Jimmy has George do is go to a coffee shop and Jimmy, the woman, and the rival are there, and act like they just seen each other for the first time since high school. And this is hysterical. They take shots at each other. This is one of the funniest scenes in all of Seinfeld. The episode ends with Jerry racing the guy again. And what music plays during the race? Ba 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 ba. That's right, Sean Williams' Superman theme. That race, they race, Jerry wins, hallelujah. And what's my number one favorite episode? Drum roll, please. Number one favorite episode? The contest. Okay, let's see if I can do this. But the contest, the four of them, Jerry, Jones, Elaine, and Kramer, all enter a contest. They see who could go the longest without, how do I put this? Without making themselves happy. Yes, pleasuring themselves. And this is so funny. This episode starts with George going into the coffee shop all distraught. Everyone asks him what's wrong. He says, my mother cut me. And then he says, cut you what? He's like, I was alone. I had the magazine. They were supposed to be out at work. The mom comes in. She's like, oh my God, George, what are you doing? She felt over, but her back or something. And George is like, I'll tell you one thing, I'm never doing that again. And there's the bet. Let's see who can hold out the longest. And I'm not going to tell you any of the winners or who plays where. Just, this is the best sitcom episode, or one of them ever. And it's so funny, so topical, so risque, and yet they never say the magic word, and I'm not going to say it because I'm just not, but they never say it. They keep playing around with it. Master of the Domain, Lord of the Castle, Queen of the... oh my God, this episode is just great. All these five episodes are great. Seinfeld is time for my favorite sitcom of all time. the kind of community as in which one can make as a sequel to Seinfeld. Both are created by Larry David, both include the cast of Seinfeld and 1.0 another. Just, yeah, these are my top five favorite episodes. I hope you like this list. Please tell me, what's your top five Seinfeld episodes? I'm curious to hear. Comment in the comment section. Alright, well, that will do it for this top five episode. I'll be back tomorrow for a little Supergirl action. But until then, this has been...